Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your home on this beautiful Monday morning to continue our five-minute journey through the Bible. Today, we are in Mark chapter 9, verses 30 through 50, when the disciples argue as to whom among them is the greatest, Jesus teaches that one must be the servant of all. He uses the example of a child to counter the disciples' quest for power. The hand, the foot, and the eye represent agents of temptation, and Jesus issues some hard sayings to emphasize the cost of losing faith. So God's guiding word for us this week is discipleship, and let's begin in God's word. Jesus and his disciples left that place and went on through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where he was, because he was teaching his disciples, the Son of Man will be handed over to those who will kill him, and 3 days later, however, he will rise to life. But they did not understand what his teaching meant, and they were afraid to ask him. They came to Capernaum, and after going indoors, Jesus asked his disciples, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they would not answer him, because on the road they had been arguing amongst themselves about who was the greatest. Jesus sat down and called the 12 disciples and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must place himself last of all and be the servant of all." And then he took a child and had him sit in front of them. He put his arms around him and said to them, "Whoever welcomes in my name one of these children welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not only me, but also the one who sent me." John said to him, "Teacher, we saw a man who was driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he doesn't belong to our group." "Do not try to stop him," Jesus told them, "because no one who performs a miracle in my name will be able soon afterwards to say evil things about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. I sure assure you that anyone who gives you a drink of water because you belong to me will certainly receive a reward. If anyone should cause one of these little ones to lose faith in me, it would be better for that person to have a large millstone tied around his neck and be thrown into the sea. So if your hand makes you lose your faith, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life without a hand than to keep both hands and go off to hell, to the fire that never goes out. And if your foot makes you lose faith, then cut it off. It is better for you to enter life without a foot than to keep both feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eyes make you lose your faith, take it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with only one eye than to keep both eyes and be thrown into hell. There the worms that eat them never die, and the fire that burns them is never put out. Everyone will be purified by fire as a sacrifice is purified by salt. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have the salt of friendship among yourselves and live in peace with one another." Well, today's key verse is Mark chapter 9, verse 35, where Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be first must place himself last of all and be the servant of all." You know, it's interesting that Jesus was trying to reveal to his disciples something that they just could not grasp at all, and that was the fact that he was going to die, and 3 days later he would rise again from the dead. But they were too busy arguing amongst themselves, well, who was the greatest in the kingdom? Who's going to sit at the right hand of Jesus, and who's going to sit at the left? How foolish. So Jesus then takes a child, and uses that child as his illustration, and tells them that, now, it's not about being great and accomplishing great things and doing these great things. It's about coming to God like a child with the faith of a child. What are your thoughts about the implications of this verse, that those of great faith aren't necessarily the ones that are out there doing great things, but perhaps they're the ones who simply trust Jesus with the simple faith of a child. Let us pray. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for welcoming me for who I am. You see deep into my heart. Grant me a servant's heart and teach me to welcome others in your name as you have welcomed me. Amen. Well, that ends our Monday morning together. Join me tomorrow as we will be in Mark chapter 10, verse 13 through 34, where Jesus blesses little children and encounters a rich man who asks him how to receive eternal life. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.